This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
The song came out. I didn't write the song to go, want to write a new single or something like that. I was actually a period of time last year when I was gigging heaps and I was doing a gig up the coast and I was so exhausted and I was just overworked and overtired and I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I was like, what's the point of this? And I actually hadn't had time to write and reflect on things. And so the night before I was like, okay, what am I going to play tomorrow? And I sat down near my piano and I was like, I want to express what I'm feeling now rather than these old thoughts. So I wrote the song the night before. And yeah, it was really about, I guess, being alone with myself for the first time and being disconnected from, I guess, there's a lot of different themes in there and I hope other people can pick them up. But yeah, basically it's about being alone with yourself and someone else.
I actually saw, this is slightly off topic, but I saw a movie the other night and in it, the guy mentions, he's like sitting in bed with his wife and he's like, I want to be alone, but I want you sitting here with me. And he's like, I want to be alone by myself, but have you there.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like a similar kind of concept.
Yeah, I put that in the movie.
No. Yeah. They were inspired by Phoebe Starr, everybody.
No, I think there's even that Silverchair song. It's a, I don't want to be alone. No, I don't want to be lonely. I just want to be alone. No, yeah. I don't want to be alone. I can't remember.
Something like that. And there's like a pink song in there too that's something like, leave me alone, I'm lonely or something
yeah,
like that.
You don't want to be alone, but it's I guess, a concept of knowing who you are and I guess like we spending time with yourself. Like you know who you are and you don't have to be alone to do that, I guess. But yeah, the song is multi-dimensional.
Dimensional, yeah.
that
word, we know what
yeah,
you mean.
That word. But yeah, it kind of developed over the last year and a half and I didn't really think of going into this project as like, oh, I really wanted to do Alone With You. And the producer I worked with, Andy Mack from up at the Grove, said, I love that song, we need to do it. And I was like, are you serious? This song? Like, what are you talking about? So it was kind of like a surprise song, but it was very close to my heart and yeah.
Have you found that it's been those tracks that you write in that spare of the moment kind of setting that work well?
Yeah. I think people relate to, I guess, reality and being a normal person and going through those normal struggles. And if you're truthful, I think if you're not trying to, I guess, impress everyone else, it's kind of you tend to relate to everyone else by doing that because you're speaking about real life and you're speaking about real feelings and things.
And has there been something that has inspired your music the most in terms of lyrically and in terms of those kind of real feelings and things?
Yeah, like there's definitely other artists that inspire me, but I tend to be a really deep person, very emotional and overanalyze things and and do that. But yeah, I guess I'm inspired all the time when I think the type of art or the type of things in normal life that I relate to most is kind of those beautiful moments where you see something that is might not be perfect or just something real happening. Like the other day I was walking down the street and I saw this young little indie kid help this grandma across the road and it was such like a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And I think when we see that, like that's, I guess, what I'm inspired by, like everyday life when truth and real happens and I guess when not perfection, it's not always like clean and beautiful and
yeah,
like this, but is a beauty in brokenness, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been kind of hard. Everyone always asks me that and I would just say that it's pop, and I mean in today's market, like pop can be anything, which is really great. But yeah, I definitely draw from influences. Like my dad's a really big country music fan and my mom loves like or like Joni Mitchell and those sorts of like hippie artists. So I've definitely accumulated a lot of different influences and the electronic music has been something that in my teenage years that I really got into and really inspired me. So it's a bit of a mashup of all the last 100 years of music. Yeah.
Which is, it actually comes together quite well, though. Like, you wouldn't think that, like, electronic pop and country and stuff can actually blend, but you've done it so well, I think.
I don't know how much country's in there, actually. But yeah, like, I hope there's that story sort of element. And I think it just happens naturally, like, when you try and make things happen a lot of the time, it you can overthink it. But yeah, it's not me trying to be something else, but yeah, it's just pop music that I make.
So it hasn't been a sound that you've tried to go Phoebe star, let me imagine myself, my music, my brand, what I want it to look like, and you haven't tried to create it, you've just let it out?
No, I've just done, actually, when I was younger, I remember my family had a band, and it was my three older siblings, and I was like, can I be in the band? And they were like, no, you're too different. So I don't know. Maybe I was just born that way.
That's such, like, a hard thing to say to a little kid, because you'd imagine that, oh.
I know. This is my revenge, becoming a professional musician.
And is that where you think your musical journey really began, in childhood, or has it been a more teenage thing?
Yeah, I think, like, I've always used music as a way of expressing, and I don't think that I really thought about, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a musician. It was just something that came natural. And growing up, I mean, my family, we didn't have that much money to spend on musical instruments, and we lived in the middle of nowhere. And Mum got me this old, like, Casio keyboard, because I was like, I want to learn the piano, I want to learn this. And I would take a tape recorder near the classical radio station and sing over the top of it and things like that. Ever since I was little, and Mum always used to say, even, oh, you, ever since you're little, you're like, I want to be a singer. And so, yeah, when I got that piano, like, I didn't have anyone to teach me or anything, but I just sat down there and I learned and had something inside of me that wanted to express what I was going through. And yeah, it was through music, I guess.
And are you still quite experimental in your sounds and things like that?
Yeah, definitely. I try, and I get bored very easily. So yeah, like, I'm always looking for new ways, and working with a producer like Andy Mack has been really great, because I've had the platform to do the creative ideas that I've wanted to do, and he sort of pulls them into a box that normal people will understand.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see what you've laid out before me. Let's make it fit.
Yeah, I kind of had that problem for years. People would be like, what are you trying to say? Because I'd just be off in my own little world. So, yeah.
I guess that's like the battle of any creative person, though, is that you've got such a great picture, and then it's having someone there to kind of hone it in and make it mean something, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess so. I think people do that. Communication is basically music. I mean, I do play music for my own self, but ultimately I want to communicate things that I'm going through with other people and relate to normal people as well. So, yeah, you're right.
So what would be your instrument of choice to do that? Because you obviously sing, you play a bit of keyboard, synth, yeah, all that kind of stuff. What would you kind of choose if you had to just pick one?
My perspective is that instrument, like, our view on instruments, I guess isn't my view. I look at instruments to express the ideas that I'm trying to convey. So rather than going, I'm going to write a song on the guitar, I sort of, the way I songwrite is coming up with the idea. Like I said before, I saw the boy helping the grandma across the road. It was a really beautiful thing. Like, those things inspire me, and I think about them and dwell about them and journal and come up with this process of something I want to communicate. And then I hear the sounds in my head and I think, how am I going to create that? And what am I going to use? And I think that's really liberating, because I don't have to use the standard, I don't know, this guitar or something like that. I think,
yeah,
what sounds have I heard? And even, I don't know, like, if I'm washing up, which never happens.
Which the husband does. Excellent.
Yeah. if I'm washing up and I hear, like, a tink, 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 like, I get inspired by everything. And so I'm drawing from those sorts of things. And I guess that's where my electronic sort of thing comes in, because I'm able to sample from not just the normal instrumentation, but a whole range of sounds.
First of all, I read somewhere that you really like dinosaurs. Please explain.
I do like dinosaurs. I like heaps of different things. Like, at the moment, dinosaurs has been a huge big thing. Like, I love going to the museum and looking at them. It just weirds me out just thinking that these huge animals existed. But, I mean, at the moment, my sort of theme is like, alternative universes. That sounds kind of crazy. But
you're not crazy. You're not. As I look at you sitting here, you're not crazy. Okay. It's okay, everyone.
Yeah. So the new songs, and as you guys will hear is that I've got this sort of space theme going on. And yeah, and so I've got this new concept about that, I guess, that I feel like we're all aliens sometimes, and not really, but like it's kind of a symbolic gesture of like where, I don't know, if you're at school and you're getting bullied, or if you're at the workplace and you have these creative ideas or things like that, that sometimes we can be aliens in your own environment and feel kind of weird. And so they're the kind of things that I'm drawing on at the moment. But the dinosaur thing has been, I always love dinosaurs. I love hearing random facts about them and and hearing about the different dinosaur sounds. That just weirds me out.
And like the cute ones in Land Before Time.
Yeah.
It's like the coolest.
Do you know what? One of the, actually, a kid at school, when I was in high school, this girl, that used to be one of my favorite shows, and one of the girls in my class was like, oh my goodness, Phoebe, I just watched Land Before Time and you look such like one of the characters. And I was like, oh, please be Pee-wee, please be Pee-wee. She said, oh, you look like Spike.
That is not what you want to hear at all.
I know, and Spike's the big like fat turtle that just groans. And he has like this big face, and I was like, thanks.
I suppose it's like somehow like a bent compliment of sorts. I don't know.
Maybe she had ulterior motives.
Maybe. All right. A couple more questions for you now. I'll fire these ones quickly and you can just answer. Do you think Adam, as in Adam and Eve, had a belly button?
I don't know. Yes. No. No, he didn't.
Okay. Do you prefer pan fried or thin and crispy pizza?
Thin and crispy all the way.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
A musician.
Excellent. Doing pretty well. And would you ever go skydiving?
No, never, ever, ever.
What would you choose as your last meal? Maybe a bit of a morbid thought, but hey.
Last meal, ice cream.
Cookies and cream, ice cream. Yes. Have you ever cried while watching a chick flick?
Yes. I cried in 101 Dalmatians. I cry all the time.
I think we'll put that in the chick flick category.
Yeah.
Do you think it's okay to wear socks with sandals?
Yes, I've done that recently.
Would you rather buy a band's record or see them live?
I don't know. Depends. Okay. I don't know. That's a hard one. I'd do both.
It depends if they have like the pyrotechnics and stuff going on, or whether they just sit there, I suppose.
I think doing both.
Okay.
They're one and the same. Like you need to do both to experience the whole thing.
And if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
I don't know. We were talking about this morning, actually. I think at the moment I'd go to Sweden. I've got some good artistic friends there at the moment, and we've been emailing a lot lately. Actually, the track was mixed in Sweden, and so I'm loving those vibes at the moment from all the art that's coming that I'm hearing and seeing from Sweden, and so I'd love to go there at the moment, yeah.
Cool. Well, Phoebe Starr, lovely getting to know you. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.